And if you're not getting 200 five-star reviews, you should watch until the end.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Having trouble getting five-star reviews?
You want this? You want this?
Can't have this.
That's what she said. Don't be like that guy.
Not me. He's talking about this guy.
Stay tuned as we show you how to get five-star reviews. Here are five of the most important things you need to do to get five-star reviews. Eddie, number one.
Number one. Get five-star service.
How do you get five-star service, Eddie?
Well, you're going to want to give a very good quality product. Make sure you meet the time frames that you tell the customer you're going to be there. And then make sure you're picking up the items.
Yeah. The core four is plus one. In the ultimate checklist. Number two.
Ask for feedback.
So, Eddie, how do you ask for feedback?
Well, you call the customer, follow up after the event, ask them how their service went. Everything went great. If it did go good. And at that time, it's time to go slip in the question.
Right in the DMs?
Mm-hmm, right in the DMs.
So make sure you go in there. You want to be like, excuse me, miss, what's your name? Can you give me a five-star tonight?
Five-star tonight.
So when you ask for feedback, we send a text message to every single client. And we ask them, how was their event? Is anything can be done better? And kind of get the feedback from there. As soon as their event ends, we send that straight to them. Someone comes in and responds back to them. If it's good, we send them the review. And we have like a whole bunch of links. We're doing stuff on Trustpilot, Google. We started doing Yelp again. And we're doing Facebook. If your customer says that there was issues, what do you do, Eddie?
Well, see, first of all, acknowledge what they're saying. And you know... basically hear them out. That's the main thing most people that are upset or didn't like the service or something went wrong, hear them out and then give them resolutions to the problem, whether it be, you know, we'll just say that you were missing a chair, give them a refund for the chair, a little store credit. Sometimes they don't even want anything. They just want to be heard.
And the earlier you do it, the better it is for you. What's that saying you used to say?
I say that any problem's like a little fire. It's small in the beginning, but if you just let it manifest, it's going to be like a huge forest fire, and there's no turning back. You can't save the situation.
Number three.
You're going to ask for the five-star review.
Did y'all hear what he said? Let's replay that back.
Ask for the five-star review. Do not ask for a review.
This happened to me early on. I said, can you please give us a review? First of all, I didn't follow step two. Because the person had a bad experience. I shouldn't have asked them anything. And then
I had a bad experience, and you're like, here, do me a review. He's like, I got your review.
And it was like my first review. And I was like, dang, dang, dang. And it was like, ah!
Did you follow the process?
I was like, what process? I didn't watch this video. Ask for a five-star review. Always five-star review. And then if they don't give you a five-star review, say, if you can't give us a five-star review, please reach out to us so we can talk to you. We can figure out how to give you a five-star experience. Eddie, what's the best situation you ever came into where you switched money from a three-star to a five-star?
Best situation was basically, I guess it was a miscommunication. The client asked for a specific setup, but whenever we went out to do the setup, the person's parents told them to do something totally different, but they weren't aware of that situation. And so it made him look made us look like the bad guy. So when I told him like who told us to do that, she later reached out to her dad.
And like grandpa, right?
Yeah, dad or grandpa.
It was and her dad, but it was
yeah,
called grandpa.
But then he confirmed like, oh yeah, I told him to do that. And after that, she apologized and said, you know, everything was great. That was the only thing that was basically hindering her from giving us a 5-star review. And just the fact that we reached out and made things right and, you know, just basically heard her and, you know, gave our reasoning why we did what we did.
And if you don't know, Grandpa's always right.
Man, what was up with them? They was tripping. What we got to eat?
So make sure you always, always ask for the sale or the close, which is for this one is the review. Number four, this is the most important thing that most people get wrong right here. Right, Eddie?
Following up. Most people do not follow up. They just leave it and say, well, I didn't hear from the person, so I just left it alone. It means they didn't want it. No, they need to be reminded. So follow up with them. And if they said they'll do it at the time when, you know, you picked up whatever, they said they had a great experience, just follow up with them. Sometimes they just need a little reminder because, you know, they got a life and they get busy.
Number five, and this is something that we have been guilty of.
No.
And he says, you have, not me, but.
Yeah, number five, basically what you want to do is you want to respond back to all the reviews that you get. It makes you look better. And then even the bad ones, you're going to have to respond back to them eventually. So don't be scared. Have a good response to each one. Even, you know, like I said, there's some situations that we've done in the past where we were like, shame on us, and we did do bad, but, you know, in our response, it was very, I guess, direct to the point, acknowledging that our wrongdoings and reaching out to, you know, do better in the future and to kind of redeem the situation that happened.
And if you don't know, you don't have to respond to nothing, but always respond to the bad ones. If you don't respond to anything, respond to the bad ones. Because at least when someone's reading it, you want them to be like, okay, here's our side. Even if the person is correct or not correct.
If you don't know why you should listen to us, here goes all the proof right here.
This is a bonus right here. If you have other people reaching out to you, the biggest thing we found out is that you need to give incentives so that people can be able to get it. This has been night and day for us.
Incentives. Awesome. Yeah, incentives are great. Our team is basically incentivized to make sure that we're reaching out to our clients and getting these reviews. Before, we didn't really give any incentives, so they gave us that kind of results. But now that we pay for what we want done, and now it's getting done.
And we're not paying the client. We're paying the actual employees to get the reviews to make sure they go through it and actually put it as a priority. It makes it really quick. It'd be small incentives, nothing crazy. Really works out for us. But thank you guys so much for watching. If you're new here, download the Ultimate Checklist and make sure you hit that subscribe button. I think on our thing, it says most of you guys are not subscribed. So subscribe, or me and Eddie are going to come to your house and give you the Ultimate Checklist. So subscribe down on the thing. Get this. All the links down in the description. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Xavier Kelly.
I'm Eddie Salcedo.
We are the Rental Boys, and we'll see you in the next one.